they all stayed right around this area?
Yes. Of course, I had a brother who moved to Florida at one time, but then he came back, so for all practical purposes, yes, all of them remained in the area.
I wondered if you'd read a little more poetry.
Well, had you noticed one that you thought might be interesting?
Well, I'd like you to read, if you would, The Coffee Mill.
Let's see, that's
page 25.
The Coffee Mill. Some folks arise from sleep each day at the musical notes of a clock, and they dress themselves in the usual way, and off to work and jobs they flock. Our some arise as music soft is played around their heads. It fills the air and floats aloft and prods them from their beds. But as a child my day began, and in fancy I hear it still, to the odor of bacon from the pan and the sound of the coffee mill. My papa built the morning fire to take from the earth its chill, and mama arose before my sire to grind at the coffee mill. Roast the beans nice and brown, and then the hopper fill. Turn the crank with a gentle frown as the coffee fell from the mill. Or falls, maybe it should have been. It's said that angels nectar sip as they do our Father's will. But no finer brew can touch the lip than from coffee ground at the mill. Now that may be a slight overstatement. Personally, I never cared that much for coffee, but that was the family drink.
Well, I don't know. What is a hopper? That's a new word for me.
Well, hopper is part of a mill that is in an inverted pyramid. You see, it has sloping sides. You pour the grain or whatever into the wide part, and it keeps settling down to the narrow part where it goes into the rollers.
Oh, which reminds me about the barrels.
We
were going to get back to them when
we
were telling about the whiskey inside.
Yeah, yes. Well, of course, the barrel was used for many, many things, including liquors. And it seems that charcoal has long been known to be a very valuable filter. As I understand it, now I've never had any direct experience with the liquor business. I've never worked or served as a
bartender
or anything like that. And I'm a teetotaler. I've just never fooled with it because my theory was that maybe I couldn't take it. Some people can, but I might not, so I didn't ever take the risk. But anyway, I suppose probably they might have poured something inside the barrel like turpentine, some flammable material, and rotate the barrel so it would be on all sides, and then set it fire. And as this burns, the inner layer of your staves are turned into charcoal. Now, when the barrel is filled up with liquor, whiskey, what have you, and set aside maybe for many years before it's sold, the aging process. That stuff is gradually, you know, molecular action, you know, will keep a liquid in a very gradual moving process so that all parts of that fluid will at some time or other filter through this charcoal. And the charcoal takes out impurities, some of which might even be dangerous. For example, any metal was used that contained a trace of lead. That could be deadly. But this filter process tends to take out some of those harsh things. In lead, it'd have to be just traces, because if there was very much, it would kill you. Many people have been killed by drinking leaded liquor.
Well,